With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Abortion was a key focus during the just-concluded Democratic National Convention, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Freedom is a central theme of Kamala Harris's presidential campaign, and it was featured prominently by Democrats at their convention. Most notably, they firmly tied the concept of freedom to the fight over abortion access. They view it as a winning political issue after the overturning of Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. Democrats also used the freedom argument to slam Republicans on other social issues, from LGBTQ rights to the spread of book bans in schools. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah have launched their heaviest exchanges of fire after months of strikes and counterstrikes, raising fears of an all-out war that could potentially draw in the U.S., Iran, and terror groups all across the region. By mid-morning today, it appeared the exchange of fire had ended. Free COVID-19 tests are coming back.
U.S. households will be able to order up to 4 COVID-19 nasal swab tests when the federal program reopens in September. That's according to the website covidtest.gov. No exact date has been given. A government spokesperson said the test will detect current virus strains and can be ordered ahead of the holiday season when family and friends gather for celebrations. The government is also urging people to get an updated booster. Earlier this week, regulators approved an updated vaccine that's designed to combat recent virus strains. I'm Shelley Adler.
Tropical storm Hone has increased to a Category 1 hurricane and is continuing its steady approach toward Hawaii. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu says Hone had top winds of 75 miles per hour at last check, could make landfall today. This is SRN News. Iowa abortion providers are opting to dismiss their lawsuit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed new pro-life laws to be enforced. The suit's dismissal comes a week after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state high court's ruling in June reiterated there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa. The president of the region's Planned Parenthood chapter says that prolonging the case would probably not be worth the resources required. Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses. The state previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued identification. The change follows protests earlier this month against a man's use of a woman's locker room at a suburban St. Louis gym. A spokesman for the gym says the man showed staff a copy of his driver's license, which identified him as a woman. The gym has since revoked the man's membership. This is SRN News. The federal government is hoping to do something about skyrocketing apartment rents.
Justice Department has filed an antitrust suit against real estate software company RealPage, accusing it of an illegal scheme that allows landlords to coordinate to hike rental prices. Now, the suit says the company is violating antitrust laws through its algorithm that landlords use to get recommended rental prices for apartments. Justice Department says the algorithm allows landlords to align their prices and avoid competition that would keep rents down. Jason Walker reporting.
A cat in South Carolina has been reunited with its owner after 11 years thanks to a microchip. Charleston County Animal Control found Sam, the kitty cat man, earlier this month, skinny and feeding off scraps from a feral colony. Turns out his home was less than a mile away. This is SRN News.